Hey everyone, welcome to the Transformation Blueprint podcast. I'm your host Muhammad Faraj, and today our topic is about your energy. You need to keep your energy. Please do not waste your energy in everywhere. So you need to make sure you're keeping your energy. You're holding your energy and you're using it only for positive things in life, not for negative activities. I learned from my own mistakes that I made before, where I used to waste so much energy on people who didn't really deserve my energy or my focus. I used to think and feel regression and feel regret all the time, and why is this happening to me? Why they're saying this to me? Why they are doing this to me? I was living like a victim with a victim mentality, and I used to waste all my energy on people who didn't deserve my attention, who didn't deserve my care. So I want you to remove those people from your life, those activities from your life. Remove all the thoughts, all the negative thoughts that stick in your brain. They're just looping, and they're creating your personal reality. So it's very crucial that we become aware of our energy, because I promise you, some people they're called energy vampires. They're just there just to take your energy, just to waste your energy. And you need to be aware of them, because as long as you keep doing the same thing, you're just thinking about them, focusing and just going the same process every day, all the time. Why they're saying this? Why they're doing this? I can give you, for example, there was a girl that I loved her so much. I cared about her so much. I was thinking about her so much all the time. But one day she just left. She didn't show any care. She didn't show any kindness. She just left. And I wasted all my energy thinking about her, loving her, and just caring about her all the time, every day. But she didn't care about it at all. She didn't like even pay attention. So I learned from my mistake. I said, why the hell was I using all my energy on that girl who just turned her back on me and she just left? Why would I do that? Why wouldn't I use my energy on my loved ones, on my friends, on the people who I care about most, on my relatives, on my family? Why would I consume and waste my time and energy on people who doesn't care about me or doesn't care about you either? So why would you do that? Just ask this question for yourself. Why would you use your energy, your effort, your focus, your time on people who doesn't care about you, who doesn't know anything about your heart? Like, some people, they don't know your heart, actually. They don't know how much you love them, how much you care about them. Despite the fact they know how nice you are, how wonderful you are, how cooperated you are, how helpful, how genuine you are, but they don't care. They don't pay attention. They don't give a credit on the value, on the feelings that you're offering. So you just spend all your time thinking about these people, a girl or anyone else. You're just wasting all your energy instead of using all your time, all your effort, all your energy on your goals, on your health, on your friends, on your transformation in your life, on your goals, on your vision, the big vision that you built for yourself, instead of using all this energy to make your dream come true, or to spend it on activities, on studying, on business, on activities that add its value into your life, that makes a big change in your life, instead of using your energy to a genuine, nice, wonderful people around you, by visiting them, by showing them how much you love them, how much you care about them, how much you think about them, how much you respect them, instead of using this energy. So you constantly spend and waste all your energy on people who doesn't care about you at all, and you're not aware of it. You're just doing it. You have just built a habit of just thinking and looping and overthinking and wasting all your energy, but you don't realize it. But one day you will be aware that, oh my God, why would I waste my energy on people who doesn't deserve this kind of energy? So my friends, from now on, you need to start a new page in your life and just be aware of your habits, your behavior, your thoughts, the thoughts that comes to you constantly when you're on the bed, when you're studying, when you're reading. So basically, when you're thinking, when you're focusing on people and wasting your energy, you're just programming your mind, your brain. And this, unfortunately or sadly, this program that is being installed in your brain, in your body, will constantly come back to you, return to you all the time. When you're studying, when you're doing business, sometimes you lose focus, sometimes you're not productive, sometimes you're not eating healthy. You spend too much time, effort, energy on people who you love them, who you care about them, but they don't like care about you at all. You use all this energy on them and you're not realizing that you are wasting your time. You are avoiding the activities or the tasks that can make a big change, transformation in your life. I promise you, I swear God, I used to be the same person. I had very bad behavior where I was following people who didn't like me, but wasn't interested to be with me or make relationship with me. And those people, they always try to convince me that I'm wrong, like for being too kind or for being more helpful. They were trying always to prove to me that I'm wrong, that I'm doing the wrong thing. By being too kind, they were thinking like I'm weird or I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. But sadly, I wasted too much time on these people. I was sad when they left. I was like crying when they left me, when they moved somewhere else. But then I realized that, oh my God, I wasted all this energy, all this time for this person, and suddenly he or she just left and turned her back on me. And I didn't realize that until the incident happened, or the moment happened. Then I realized that, oh my God, what a wasting time, what a wasting energy. I shouldn't do that. So you need to be aware of the people around you. Your environment is very important, my friends. Please avoid people who doesn't like you, who doesn't care about you, who doesn't want to be with you. Just avoid them. You don't need to think about them. There are many people in the world. You don't need them. You don't need to think about them. Just remove them. Practice every day, over and over and over again, by removing them from your brain. every time their thoughts comes by your mind, just go somewhere else. Think about something different. Think about positive things that is happening in your life. Wonderful people that you are meeting. I mean, I have very, very generous, very genuine, wonderful, nice people. Even some of them are rich people, but when I look at them, oh my God, they're incredible. They're wonderful. They have a very beautiful heart. Like you look at them, you don't feel like they're rich or they have too much money, all that. Like they treat you with the best, with the most generosity. They treat you very nicely. See, those are the people I want to spend my love, my care, my energy to them. Those are the people I want to be close to. Those are the people I want to do my best to touch them by being a generous, by returning the generosity, returning the genuine behavior to them, by being so nice to them, by treating them as best as I can, so I can make them happy, so I can make them feel like I love them and I care about them a lot. Whether they are friends or relatives or family, they are all accounted or considered as the loved one. See, those are the people I want to be in life. Those are the people I want to be surrounded with, because these people, they always generate happiness. They generate grateful feeling in my body. They make me feel positive, happy, energetic, successful. I want to achieve my goals. I look at them. I try to mimic their behavior, mimic their respectful behavior, mimic their generosity, mimic their kindness. I want to be with them because I will be just like them in the future. I will be successful. I will be achieving my goals instead of wasting my energy, wasting my time on, like, for example, girls who doesn't like you, or maybe some of them, they don't care about you, and you're just being in love with them and thinking about them emotionally all the time, day and night, in the sleeping, while studying, at the work, all the time. You're just wasting your time on them. And why would you do that? I mean, are you waiting for someone to be rude or mean to you until you will realize that, oh, I shouldn't do that, oh, I'm not supposed to thinking about them? You need to already know that those people doesn't deserve your thoughts, doesn't deserve your attention. So from now on, you need to be aware of your energy, my friend. Use your energy for your future, for your vision. I mean, I would never waste my time going to places where I meet people who are just criticizing other people or talking behind other people, or they're not like talking positively in life, or people I don't feel like they're generating happiness or kindness into me. I would never waste my time there. I would never go to bar or somewhere people are just drinking and just talking about people or talking about like very, very meaningless stuff. Instead, I would use my time, my effort, my energy on my values, on my activities, on my tasks, on my business, on my assignments. I would use my time by visiting a wonderful, nice, generous, genuine, positive people, because as the first time I go meet them, I feel very great. I feel very happy. I feel very positive when I meet them. And as soon as I leave them, I'm coming back home very happy, very energetic, very active. I mean, ready to live my life, ready to achieve my goals, ready to follow my vision. Our vision is very important, my friends. Be nice, be kind, help people. Do your best to be nice and generous towards other people. Use all your positive energy on people who deserve it and avoid using it on people who never or doesn't deserve it. So this is a very important aspect in our life. If we want to be healthy, if we want to be successful, if we want to be happy, please don't ever focus on people who doesn't deserve your attention, who doesn't deserve your care or your kindness or your energy. Don't ever do that. From now on, decide what people I'm going to care about most, what people I'm going to meet most, what people I'm going to help most, what people I'm going to be surrounded with most. And I will do my best, the best I can, to avoid people who doesn't care about you, who doesn't like you, who are not interested in with you. Maybe they look externally that they care about you or they like you, maybe, but you can feel their heart. You can feel them inside, how they think about you, how they review you as your self. So from now on, you need to make a big decision in your life. From now on, I'm not going to waste any thought, any energy, any effort, any time on people who make me sad, who makes me disappointed, who people who doesn't care about me, who doesn't want to be with me. I will just remove them. Just remove them, just like you remove anything from your computer. Because I swear God, I promise you, you will save much too much energy. You will be very happy. You will be very satisfied. You will feel very grateful. And the first time you wake up in the morning, because now you are a positive, a great energy generator, and you are happy in your life, and you're not surrounded with any people who takes your time and energy. Thank you so much for listening and watching to this podcast. I hope this podcast made you realize that energy is very important, and we should be realize that this energy will not be wasted in the future on people or activities doesn't deserve it. So I'm looking forward to publish more episodes to make a big transformation in your life. Thank you so much again for watching and listening, and I hope to see you in the next episode. Bye, guys.